And now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to Shout Out. I'm not Andy, I'm a Darren Jenkins.
And I am Ezra Peregrine. On today's show, we're joined by Jess Spencer talking about suicide prevention and mental health.
And later on, the team are here to chat about Bristol Pride, which is on the 11th of July.
All today,
right here on Shout Out. I just got
it. Do you think by your voice they know you're not Andy?
No.
What do you think my voice sounds like yours? Do you?
Yeah, we sound identical.
Hello. I think we're identical.
Hello.
Twins.
My name's Derek.
Yeah, it's exactly that.
Hello, and I'm Andy Schultz.
Yeah, I think you close your eyes, you couldn't pick the two of us apart.
No, so, not.
I mean, I'm envious. You've got hair still. I wish I had hair.
You have hair. It's just on your eyebrow.
It took me an hour to do them to come here tonight. Like, you know.
It's just not where everyone else is,
no.
And that's okay. Like, yes, we all want to be different. We all want to express.
We are all different here at Shout Out.
Yes.
So does that mean I've got to dye my eyebrows like rainbow colour for
yes,
Pride?
Please. Yes, it does. Dye your beard. Oh my God, we could so do that. From the beard, from all the way, we could do the whole...
The beard.
I can't even grow a beard, so... And then bald.
That voice, listeners, is the lovely Jess Spencer that we introduced at in the introduction. Not Tots, this is Tots. In the intro. And actually...
You get a bit flabbergasted here.
Shall I
turn the aircon up a little bit?
A little bit flabber, a little bit gasted.
It's not that warm, is it? It's 24 degrees.
Well, you say that. See, Pride is looking like it's going to be a 30-degree scorcher.
Well, it was worse last year, though, wasn't it?
It was 32.
It was very hot last year. Sweaty. They've been blessed with good weather every year they've held it, really. I think there was one
where it absolutely hammered it down, didn't it?
Most of the time.
We had a river running through the middle of the marquee.
With Natalie Imbruglia, because my hair went from straight to an accidental perm. So in all the photos,
it went from straight to
I've
bent. Is that what you're saying? It went from straight to bent.
It did.
I guess you could say nothing was fine. Everything was torn.
It was. Yeah.
She was lovely. She nearly crashed the entire desk. Do you remember?
Yep.
Did she have a glass?
Not only that, you have to remember we are on like the ground of the downs, so it's hardly exactly flat.
And she's like 4 feet.
And our like outside broadcast is quite high.
Yeah.
In case the guests walk up to it rather than sit down, so it's think bar stools type height. And she sat on it and went, "I pull myself closer." And then she pulled.
Yeah.
The chair never moved. Everything else did.
Yes. And then she did a little wobbly, and I ended up putting my arm around her to keep her safe.
Yeah. So I loved last year as well, meeting up to an Arte. That was
you did.
Yeah, big time hero of mine.
Big time fan.
Yeah. Well, I remember being like 18, just coming out and singing because you're free to do what you want to do, and it just being such an anthem. So then to meet her and talk to her,
she's in the room.
But she was really nice. Afterwards, after we spoke to her, she came up to me and she gave me a big hug and she said, "I'm so pleased I was part of your coming out journey. I'm very flattered." And I was
that's
like,
so
"Oh,
lovely.
That's really nice.
Oh, that's really sweet, isn't it? That's really
fabulous
nice.
Song as well.
Yeah.
So, and this year we've got Jason Donovan.
Jason Donovan,
He's here doing. He's here on the stage, isn't he?
Mid-afternoon.
He's at the Hippodrome. He's playing Frankenfurter in the Rocky Horror Show.
I'm sure he does that brilliantly.
Yeah, I bet
I saw him
did you?
Perform it and then waited for an hour and a half to meet him.
Oh, wow.
Didn't, so maybe this time, Jace.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
Come on, Jace, give us an interview.
You're not allowed to say on microphone, "I waited for you for an hour."
Oh, my God.
I'll say it with love in my heart.
Yeah. So I was there at the stage door. Where were you?
Yeah. Where were you, Jace?
Where were you, babe?
Yeah.
So, and of course, headliner's Sister Slash. But we'll talk about Pride a little bit later on, won't we? So.
Because we have more important things to talk about.
Yes, we do. Hello to Jez.
Hello.
Hello. Well, before we go into this wonderful conversation, I do just want to share with you lovely listeners that we are going to be touching on quite a serious subject this evening. We're talking about mental health. We're talking about self-harm. We're talking about suicide and suicide prevention. And we're talking with the lovely Jez about that and everything really that encompasses and what it is that Jez is doing now. and what brought him up to this point. And
just one or two things.
Then. Just one or two.
We've only got 12 minutes.
Right, so
just so the listeners have a sense of what we're going to be talking about today.
Well, I already know Jez. We met 7¾ years ago.
We did.
When Jez auditioned, no, interviewed me.
Well, it was a bit of an audition.
it was a moment. Hmm. For the Hope Project, which I've now been with for nearly 8 years, and that focuses on male suicide prevention. So it's wonderful to have you back with us, because you came on to Shout Out, as did I. I never left.
Yeah,
you did.
I did.
But you haven't left. But you'd never left the sector.
No. So just something about your interview as well. You just told me out there that you told a fib on your application form. You claimed you had a degree and it hadn't actually been awarded at that point.
Well, I mean, what's a degree, really?
Yeah.
What it was, very briefly, so I did have a degree, but I didn't have my degree in counselling and psychotherapy. Oh, okay. But I don't know if I told you this, I also thought the job was just purely working with the homeless. So I feel I did quite well.
Yeah. Well, you've been there enough years now.
It was a pleasure. It was a pleasure.
It was a really, really, really good interview. But 8 years has nearly passed since then.
It has.
So could you take me back a little bit to what really got you into this sector, what it is you've been doing and what you do?
Oh, blimey, there's a question. So I believe it or not, I met a man in the pub going back to 1985, something like that. And I didn't know what to do. I knew I wanted to work with people, but I didn't know how to get into it. Just dropped out of college. And the man in the pub said, "Have you heard of the Richmond Fellowship?" Which was a much bigger organisation back then. And I started working as a volunteer in a therapeutic community for people with mental health problems. That's where I first came across self-harm, suicide ideation, mental illness, really. And I just found that I loved it and loved the work. And that's why I'm still doing it now. Just moved around the sectors, moved around the country. And it's... I'm very passionate about it. Yeah.
So that one conversation has really sort of had an enormous impact on your career and what you're sort of, I suppose, filling your days with. And then it is a vocation of sorts, I think. Well, I can use that term about myself, but is that how you feel working in mental health?
Yeah, I stepped away from working in big organisations because I got very frustrated with big organisations. And I started working for myself and developing kind of my training arm with organisations. But I've forgotten the question.
That's okay. I do that all the time. It was about mental health sort of being a vocation, because you have to be very passionate, I think, to work in such a complex field.
Well, and you do. And also, I've had my own mental health difficulties over the years as well, which has just helped me, I guess, in my work.
Has it changed a lot over the years? Well, I don't mean your mental health. I mean the work that you do.
No, I don't think so. No. I think we're just seeing more complex problems for people because the services aren't equipped at the moment to meet the demand. And so kind of being seen by a crisis team is really quite hard to get these days. They are there, but because they haven't got the resources and there is a lot more demand, I guess, it becomes more difficult for people. People feeling more isolated and lost and don't know where to go. The problems themselves haven't really changed. They're still similar issues that are causing distress for people. But I guess the world is more complex. We now have social media, has a massive impact on mental health. You know, people
move a lot faster these days, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
That's the biggest thing you hear.
I was going to ask, Des, do you find it that more people are coming with social media related issues than in the past?
For young people, definitely. Not for older adults as much, but for young people, definitely. For older adults, there's a lot around gambling and the shame around that, as well as self-harm. As well, and suicide ideation. So I work on the Sanctuary and Safe Haven crisis lines some evenings, and 90% of the people that come on that come to see us rather suicidal, having suicidal thoughts because of life circumstances and events that have happened that's taken them there. So yeah,
but have we got a lot better at talking about mental health? Because men traditionally are very introvert and keep things to themselves, you know. And I mean, because I've known like Ez for what feels like a lifetime, you know. But I've seen so much of a push to like, you should be open, you should talk more about it. Don't be afraid of mental health because everyone suffers. Have you seen an effect from that? Are we more open?
Absolutely, I think we are. And there's like Andy's Man Club, for example, is a really good example of men coming together and talking about it, as well as the Talk Club. And that's for everybody, but again, a lot of men who really wouldn't open up anywhere else.
And there's feel a safer. Lot, absolutely, and a lot of these organisations, charities, groups, have been born from something extremely tragic, from somebody losing somebody, or from people who have really been through something themselves and maybe not known how to ask for help. Andy's Man Club, being, I think it was founded by the mother of Andy, who passed.
From suicide.
Okay. And we have, you know, the Talk Club and Changes, and also the Hope Project. And absolutely what you were saying about social media, I think that is quite an important thing, because we are seeing different people being impacted by different things in different age brackets.
Yeah, yeah.
And gambling's one that I also don't think is talked about enough. Mm.
Yeah, so self-harm takes many forms, doesn't it? But social media has a lot to answer for, I think, in terms of, people feeling lost and looking for something to belong to, and also seeing imagining what other people are doing and it's not them, and feeling that sense of worthlessness and hopelessness that then leads into possible self-harm or suicidal thoughts. So it's quite complex, but we always ask when we see people, how do you use your phone? Is it helpful, or is it something that causes you distress and worry? Because we know it's so prevalent.
And that's something I bet you didn't think you'd ever need to ask in 1986, did you, Seth?
No, not at all. No.
It's one of the good things I think about smartphones is that there are some amazing, positive, very well-made mental health apps. Yeah. They've all just popped out of my mind briefly, but I'll
Calm
think of them.
Is one. Yeah. Calm is good.
Stay Alive is a really good one.
That's it, Stay Alive. Is that where the safety plans are? Stay Alive, amazing app.
I've used BetterHelp. That was very good.
I mean, there's even starts like Brick, which basically just blocks apps from being able to be used on your phone. So like, say you have to use your phone for work purposes, if you use Brick, it can block social media.
Okay.
So just tapping your phone on Brick, so literally a cube, it then blocks the social media from you, so that if you are replying to a work email, you're not immediately drawn back into Instagram, get stuck in that terrible algorithm and can't get out again.
There's lots of positives. It's okay. Knowing how to use it is one thing, but actually using it.
I say that. I don't have it on my phone. I'm still on Instagram.
Something we've talked about together anyway, just but also off air, is before we came on tonight, was how difficult people still find it to ask for help because they don't know how to articulate their suffering. So it might not be that they can't say things, it's that they don't know how, they literally don't know how to say. It's what I see in my work, men who are literally, I don't have the words for this incredibly overwhelming sense of desperation. I don't have words.
Do they need to? Is it not more important they come to someone like one of you two and just say, I don't know how to explain this, but I need help. And then you can help them.
That's the thing. It's about them knowing how to get from... Yes, absolutely. So if they can't articulate themselves, that's absolutely fine. You don't have to have the words.
No.
But what we were saying was, then how do they know where to look for help?
It's like going from being so alone in your own head to realising you want to reach out, but because you don't know what the words are, do you even feel like you're capable of doing that?
There's that fear of being judged
and
opening up to people and worrying what the response might be and not having access to the language either. I don't know how to tell you how rubbish I feel.
And also feeling like you've let other people down. That was one that
feeling a burden
really pushed me into a corner a few years ago when I was suffering. I was like, I've just let everyone down. I've let my husband down. And, you know, I felt like an utter failure. And then I didn't want to talk because I didn't want to then admit I was a failure. And it took my husband dragging me out and saying, you need to talk.
Yeah.
You know, and I was very lucky I had him. I mean, I would always say talking is the best thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to ask, because as you mentioned earlier, you know, that you are still very much in this work, in the mental health work, and within sort of suicide prevention and self-harm support as well. Can you tell me what it is that you're actually doing right now?
Oh, I have a few roles, which keeps me busy. But I just started working for SIFT, which is a new name for self-injury support in Bristol, who've been around for 40 years. So I'm doing some work with them. And I work for the Mental Health Judiciary Service. So I sit on panels for people who've been sectioned under the Mental Health Act. But I also do a lot of training with the NHS around self-harm, suicide prevention. And I'm sure there's something else that I do, but I can't remember.
A lot by the sound.
I do quite a lot. It's all around mental health.
There's some training courses.
Oh, yeah. Now, I worked with Beside Project in Bristol with bereavement by suicide. So I work directly with people who recently lost somebody to suicide. And the Beside Project, if you weren't aware of it, respond within 48 hours of somebody dying by suicide with sort of live surveillance type approach. And we called people up and offered support. And I learned such a lot doing that over the year or so that I did it, that I wanted to kind of support other people to be able to have these conversations with people, because there is so much fear around wanting to make it better, not making it worse for people. Bereavement is hard enough normally, but when it's bereavement by suicide, it's much more complex. So I just wanted to kind of help other people to feel more confident in doing that, which is the training that I'm doing at the moment. Yeah,
amazing. And how do people access that?
Well, they probably send me an email.
Okay.
And that's 6188ltd@gmail.com.
Amazing.
To find out more.
So all people need to do is send you an email, say that they're interested in the training courses, and you can just get back to them with some more information.
Yeah, absolutely.
Amazing.
Yeah. And I would encourage, you know, we talked about apps and the difficulty of opening up, and I realise time is running out, but apps like Shout or text lines, because talking is really difficult. So that using a text service and feeling heard.
Yeah.
That's so important for people. One message I could just say, that when people want to help but don't know how to help, which are really good way of phrasing it, is just, what can I do for you right now that would help you?
Yeah.
And empowering them to tell you.
Absolutely. That time has gone by so quickly, don't go anywhere, Jez.
Okay.
Thank you very, very much.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much, Jez.
You're listening to Shout Out. Stay with us, back in a minute. The big day for Bristol Pride will take place on Saturday the 11th of July, and Shout Out will be there bringing you the coverage all day live. Join us from 10 a.m. when we kick things off.
And a very good morning to you. I'm not used to saying morning. We're live up at the Downs. You're listening to Shout Out live.
Then at 11, we'll join you on the march.
We are here at the parade. It is all getting ready. Everybody's in their best rainbow gear. Everybody's in their best flag gear. And people are doing their best to stay in the shade and stay cool.
Plus, we'll have coverage from the live stage and others, and interviews with the acts, taking you all the way through to the end of the day.
Just before this, so this is the end of your Bristol Pride 25 with Ali X.
Listen live all day on Bath Sound online, BCFM 93.2 and DAB, or on your smartphone at shoutoutradio.lgbt. Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out podcast.
Padam. I was just showing Adair in them doing this at London Pride the year it came out, with the blue fans.
Oh, yeah.
And a pair of Terry swimmers.
Fanography, that's what
Bungee
that's called.
Smugglers, I believe they call them. Don't they?
Is it fanography? People, when they use the fans.
Choreography.
Yeah, but it's fan. They're using fans.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Fanography.
I mean, brilliant song like that, Padam. Mm,
sounds like something else. Sorry, what are you saying, Andy?
Padam.
Just trying to cover that one up.
Yeah.
I thought I'd kind of get you back into the kind of like pride spirit.
So. It's definitely a pride outfit. Yeah,
very much a pride outfit. Yeah. And we've got loads coming on Pride shortly. I'm really looking forward to it.
It's always a good blast. Yeah. It's a great shot in the arm.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of... Is it just me, or is it feeling really needed this year?
No,
with the way things are going?
I think it's needed. I think it's needed. It's needed as a protest as well as a...
Yeah, a celebration of yourself. Yeah. And also a protest to remember what it all stands for.
I wrote a few words for a Pride picnic that I went to the other day, and I argued that it's transformative for the people that attend as well, because it changes us.
Yeah.
Because for a few hours, we're able to be in a majority, which none of us experience
on a daily
the rest
basis.
Of the time. Yeah. That's why these, it's why St. Paul's Carnival or South Asian Heritage Month that we're just moving into, all these sorts of things are important, because they kind of subvert that other order that you have in England.
I remember when you and I first started Shout Out, we were like, we'll be very happy the day it's never needed.
Yeah.
But it's needed more than ever.
Needed more than ever. Yeah.
I don't think that day will ever come.
No, sadly. But there's only so long we can do radio. I mean,
I'm always here.
I mean, Steph keeps proving us all wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, she's going to be doing it when she's 100 and something, I swear.
Yeah, I reckon.
There is a community radio station down in Havant. I think they've just lost their oldest presenter, who was 95. So there's a long way to go.
Oh, yeah, you'll be fine.
Don't tell Steph that. Yeah.
She's only 52. I just got a side eye smile.
Yeah. You got the
So in case you want it, Steph is sat in the corner
she
here.
Is.
She is here with us.
We're not just pretending, listeners.
Just keeping an eye on us.
You know, make sure we're
not really rude or anything, you know. So anyway, should we get some news headlines?
Yes, for sure. This is Shout Out News. Welcome along. For several years, two rainbow-striped blue double-deckers have been a familiar sight on Bristol's roads. Wrapped in the colours of the Progress Pride flag and bearing the slogan Love Wins, the buses have become something of a local landmark. Now the West of England Mayoral Authority, through First Bus, has added a third Pride bus to their fleet. The bus was sprayed into its new West Bus Green livery, then wrapped in the rainbow flag along the middle flanks. The bus works out of Bath and has an interior design to run on the Bristol Airport A4 route. Like the two Pride buses in Bristol City proper, it runs on LNG powering the converted diesel engine. And our thanks to our transport correspondent Steffi for that exclusive report. The Queen Shilling, Bristol's longest-running LGBTQ+ pub and nightclub, has launched its own house beer named Queer. The venue on Frogmore Street has teamed up with Good Chemistry Brewing in Old Market to create a bespoke fruity pale ale coming in at 3.4%. Owner Paul Studley said the choice of name was deliberate. He admitted he had never personally warmed to the word queer, having considered it derogatory. But after speaking with younger customers who proudly identify themselves as queer, he changed his perspective. The beer celebrates that shift. The fact that people can now openly declare themselves as queer in a way that was not possible in previous decades. Founded back in 1992 by Kevin Martin, the Queen Shilling grew from a quiet pub into a late-night nightclub known for karaoke, drag events and fundraising. It celebrated its 30th anniversary in 2022 and has maintained a strict door policy for more than a decade. No racists, no homophobes, colloquially, no arseholes. The new queer beer will be launched on the Friday evening before this year's Bristol Pride. It will be available on draft and in cans. A can has been shared with us here at Shout Out for a preview, which you will be able to hear in an upcoming show. New polling from YouGov has found that 76% of UK adults now support same-sex marriage, the highest level recorded since tracking began. The survey, published Wednesday, shows that 51% of respondents strongly support the right of same-sex couples to marry, with a further 25% saying they tend to support it. Only 8% that they tend to oppose, and 7% said they strongly oppose. The level of strong support alone has risen from 45% in 2019 when the survey first launched. However, the picture is different across the Atlantic. A Gallup poll from June found support for same-sex marriage in the United States had dropped from 71% to 65%, largely driven by Republican voters turning against the idea. The Good Law Project has announced it is taking the broadcast regulator Ofcom to the High Court, accusing it of failing to act against anti-trans rhetoric on the channel known as Talk TV. The legal challenge follows a complaint the organisation submitted in July last year, which highlighted 11 separate broadcasts which it argued breached the Ofcom broadcasting code. Ofcom chose not to investigate in 10 of these complaints. The Good Law Project says Ofcom ruled that trans issues did not require balanced coverage and that offensive remarks were acceptable because of the context in which they were made. The case now goes to judicial review. The annual Trades Union Congress LGBT Plus conference held in Brighton last week has backed a motion calling for the full decriminalisation of sex work. The motion, brought by Equity's LGBT Plus committee, argues that criminalisation does not stop sex work from existing. It simply makes workers more vulnerable to violence, exploitation and abuse. The union says a significant number of sex workers are LGBT Plus, including trans and non-binary performers, and that trans and migrant workers face heightened risks of discrimination and barriers to reporting abuse. Speaking to the motion, Smashlin Munro, the co-chair of Equity's LGBT Plus committee, said, "As trade unions, it is our responsibility not to decide whose labour is morally acceptable. Our responsibility is to protect workers. Full stop." And finally, Pride in London takes place this Saturday, with tens of thousands expected to gather in central London for the annual parade and celebrations. This year's theme is Many Voices, One Front, a call for unity across the diverse communities that make up the LGBT plus spectrum. The parade will make its way through the capital's landmarks, including Trafalgar Square, with marchers carrying the Progress Pride and transgender flags. Organisers say the event feels more urgent than ever, given the global pushback on LGBT plus rights. And if you can't make it to London, Bristol Pride is just a week away on Saturday the 11th of July on the Downs, with Sister Sledge headlining. Shout Out will be there broadcasting live all day from 10 a.m. on BCFM at 93.2 FM and on DAB, and also our friends at Bath Sound online and via our own website. Do come and say hello if you see us. That's it for this week, but you can find these and many more news stories on our website at shoutoutradio.lgbt. For Shout Out News, I'm Tony Starr.
Shout Out News.
National and international LGBT news for you.
The big day for Bristol Pride will take place on Saturday the 11th of July, and Shout Out will be there bringing you the coverage all day live. Join us from 10 a.m. when we kick things off.
And a very good morning to you. I'm not used to saying morning. We're live up at the Downs. You're listening to Shout Out live.
Then at 11, we'll join you on the march.
We are here at the parade. It is all getting ready. Everybody's in their best rainbow gear. Everybody's in their best flag gear. And people are doing their best to stay in the shade and stay cool.
Plus, we'll have coverage from the live stage and others, and interviews with the acts, taking you all the way through to the end of the day.
Just before this, so this is the end of your Bristol Pride 25 with Ali X.
Listen live all day on Bath Sound online, BCFM at 93.2 and DAB, or on your smartphone at shoutoutradio.lgbt. Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out podcast.
You see, it's still a nice song.
It's lovely. I must apologise to Jack.
Seeing as you learnt his name off Ed, do you want to say who that was?
Yes, that was Jack Savaretti. Retti, sorry. I was about to say it's wrong for the second time. And anyway, it was Jack Savaretti. We Will Always Be The Way We Were. Lovely song. And, I mean, it's no match for Padam, in my opinion, unfortunately. But
no, well, I mean, that's Kylie, isn't it?
Kylie
just comes with a big gay badge,
yeah,
doesn't she?
And
that. She doesn't go anywhere without a big gay badge.
No. Won't be allowed.
It's so annoying, because you know her sister, Danny Minogue, is doing... kissed a boy and I kissed a girl.
I do. I'm watching it.
They've cancelled it.
I'm very upset about it. Also, because I didn't get picked for this season, guys.
Oh, did you enter?
Yes, I told you this.
But you've got a girlfriend.
Well, no, they did it like 2 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Remember, it takes a long time to get it to a production. And at that point, I was single.
First Dates, the one we watched like in 2026, was filmed the very beginning of 2025.
Yeah, that's a bit like Traitors, isn't it? That's still quite far.
Yeah, it takes so long. Anyway, BBC, you're wrong for that. Bring it back.
Well, you say that. I mean, people are a bit annoyed because it's one of the few LGBT things the BBC does. Well, and they've canned it, saying it's too expensive.
There was a lot of discourse online about people being like, oh, well, people keep saying one. We want a queer Love Island. We got one and you didn't renew it. So, what the hell?
Yeah.
Anyway, shall we talk about Pride?
Yes. Well, it's happening right now, isn't it?
Right now, the week's leading up to it.
It's been running for a week already. The film festival's well and truly off. If you missed it, we did mention it last week. Lesbian Space Princess. Brilliant film,
wasn't it?
Absolutely loved that.
I was just having a look because you've got the paper program.
I've got the paper, which is really difficult to search manually.
Yeah, I've got the digital one. Yeah. I was just having a look because I have had a look already, but there is so much coming up, everybody. On Saturday, there's the Queer Lit Southwest LGBTQI+ Books and Art from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And as somebody who absolutely loves books, that's something I would love to attend. I mean,
have you seen how big this year's programme is?
It's massive.
It's 96 pages.
Yeah. That's thick.
I've never seen one so big. So if you want, you can get the electronic copy from Bristol Pride's
website. Yeah.
I shouldn't have made eye contact with you when Andy said that.
The Pride Dog Show as well is on Saturday, 4th of July. Oh, hello. Oh. So is that? Sorry, listeners. So we've got the Birdcage being shown. That's one of Steph's favourite films of all time, with wonderful Robin
that's on
Williams.
Saturday, yes.
And on the same day, we've got the Pride Dog Show, which I actually haven't attended, and I would love to next year.
There's a
Kaylee. There's a Kaylee. I love a Kaylee.
Bristol Beacon.
Crystal Beacon, guys.
For those that don't know, do you want to explain what a Kayleen is?
Okay. Think joy, think fun, and think synchronized dancing.
Yeah.
And also, it's Irish.
Celtic, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Irish. It's Irish. Yeah. So you join with a partner, and in, you know, obviously you don't have to actually date them. They can be strangers. It's just you go against someone, and then you just do the dance together. And they normally will have someone leading at the front.
Like a bit of a jig, isn't it?
Yeah, we'll be showing you what we do. It's almost like a hoedown, except it's Irish.
Sounds fantastic. That was actually a very good summary.
Well, I've done two Kayleys in my life, and they were all joyous occasions.
They were both lovely.
I'll do them for the rest of my life with a smile on my face. I'll tell you that.
So, now, any of you gamers?
Yes.
Did you like a good game of Super Mario Kart?
Oh, yes. That's always
the
good.
The Pride Gaming Day is happening on Sunday. That's at Kong's in King Street. Oh, try saying that.
Kong's in King Street.
And it's free.
Oh, my God. We love free things.
But donate, please. Please donate. Yeah. Because Pride is struggling this year, isn't it?
It is, yeah. But they do have a Mario Kart tournament with prizes. So that could be a wonderful
fiasco. If you've got strong fingers,
for some folks,
you can play that controller really well.
So if you don't want to do that, though, Sunday there's the Southwest Shorts in the film festival. Lots of little shorts from Bare Roots to No Ruts Given, Daisy, Orifice, Jockstrap. There's loads of them.
Yeah,
that's what it's called. It's called Jockstrap. Sure. So a new purchase opens the door to sexual liberation is the only clue it gives you in the programme.
Well, it's what Jockstrap might do for you.
It's all in partnership with the Iris Prize, which of course we know very well.
That's absolutely wonderful.
Later this year.
We do love our friends at the Iris Prize.
Jockstrap was my nickname at school.
What was that, Jez?
Jockstrap was my nickname at school.
Oh.
I can't believe I've just admitted that.
On air to thousands of listeners.
So is this our permission that we can just call you Jockstrap for the rest of the episode then?
Forever.
Forever.
I'm changing your name on my phone.
Yeah. Send off your email correspondence with that at the bottom.
Oh, that's amazing.
Our lovely friends of the Wardrobe Theatre are getting involved as well.
Yeah.
Monday to Wednesday, you can see Who the Blank Blanked Me.
Oh.
No innuendo intended there.
Okay.
I saw your face.
Well, they've
had ones like Murder She Didn't Write before.
Yeah.
And they're like, that was absolutely brilliant. It was like an improv. So I think this is a similar kind of thing.
The Wardrobe always do great theatre
It's brilliant. Lovely little theatre, isn't it?
Lovely. And it supports local artists as well, which I think is fantastic.
But there's more films carrying on next week. Deep House paperback launch with Jeremy Atherton Lynn. That's taking place in Bookhouse. But there's things like films like Mas Palomas on. Mm. If you've heard of that.
I haven't, actually.
And then Who's a Fan of Singing?
Of what, sorry?
Of singing.
Of singing, yes. Like singing. I do, yes.
So if you'd like a night with Ez. No, sorry, it's Singing at Bristol on Wednesday. On Wednesday, there's up at St George's. It's Sing for Bristol Pride. Always a great concert, that one. They're brilliant. Huge.
Yeah, the Bristol Gay Men's Chorus, Sing Out Bristol, and PRP Contemporary Voices.
Don't they open for us on Pride?
They do, yes. It wasn't really supposed to be, but it just became a tradition, didn't it? And now every year they're
open. Yeah. And weren't Sing Out the very first guests on the very first episode of
show? They were, yes. Hannah Latham, who's no longer with them anymore. But she was, and do you remember back then we used to call it our pink sofa?
Yes.
Our guest on our pink sofa. And then we decided it was a little bit cheesy, a little bit later. We kind of dropped that.
It's a long time ago.
I don't know, I quite like that.
This time next week, there's the Drag Dungeoneers Pride special.
Brilliant.
That's at the Bristol Improv Theatre. Where we're seeing, and we should point out, I think Pride is still looking for volunteers.
If you think
you could do something to help on the day, there's an awful lot on. Most popular one, it wouldn't surprise me if it sold out, but do have a look. The Bristol Old Vic is the Bristol Comedy Night. That's again on Thursday the night.
I went to Jade the Adams one again last year. And that was very funny. Mm. I mean, you know.
Was it very funny?
It was very funny. And I'm going to say that very slowly again. Very funny. So if you like a laugh, which I don't know if you do. If you don't, then don't worry. But if you do, that's the place to be.
And Jade Adams, so, you know, Bristolian.
So funny. She was hilarious last year.
Yeah, I think she compares every year, doesn't she?
Yeah.
She's compared a lot.
She also plays at one of the disco tents in Pride, like at the festival. I know because she was on stage going, "Right, lovers!" And then I was like, "My God, I saw you 2 days ago and you're making everyone laugh. And now you're DJing." Woman of many talents, clearly. She is.
And again on Friday next week, Drag Prov Review. That's at the Bristol Improv Theatre. It's the Edinburgh Fringe Smash It show returning to Bristol.
Fantastic.
So, and again, Tales from the Wasteland is a Pride special. I think that's part of the film festival. No, that's at Bristol Folk House. So, shall I turn you down? Let you die in the cut. So, there's loads on carrying on. There's the Dirt Collective Pride Party next Friday. Then, of course, the big day is on Saturday the 11th, which, as always, will kick off with the Pride Parade. Do check it out on Facebook because it's starting in the same park, but going from a different entrance this time, isn't it?
And it's 10:30 to leave at 11.
Yes.
Yeah. It is free. If you're an organisation, you do need to register before.
Yeah. Yes.
So if you are intending to be a big group, let them know.
And then it segues lovely into Up to the Downs, isn't it? Because then we all come and party.
Yes. And guess who's back comparing again this year?
Who?
The lovely Boogaloo Stew.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Which would be fabulous.
He only took 1 year out, and I think it was because it was a very special birthday like that. But they have him back every year. So, and Neil Prince, you might know, is a well-known DJ. He's going to be playing the tunes in between the acts, along with Boogaloo Stew doing the odd boogie. He does like to get the audience going, doesn't he, Boogie?
Yeah. So, he makes everyone boogie.
Yeah. He literally gets the whole audience doing like the conga together and things like that, doesn't he?
It's hilarious. Lovely.
So then hopefully the park will open. I think it opens up about about 12:30, somewhere around there. The first act, anyway, Singing Out Bristol are due on at 12:50. There's Chapel Row in UK, which is a tribute act.
And Nate, just beforehand, who's a trans rapper.
Oh, yes. Sorry, I missed that one. And then we've got ARXX, Kelly Lorena, you might know if you're my age, she was from Entrance, well, still is technically from Entrance, sang songs like Set You Free, And then the afternoon headliner, Jason Donovan.
Yeah.
So had hits like Especially For You and Too Many Broken Hearts and Sealed With A Kiss.
And was in Neighbours.
He was in Neighbours, yes. Yeah. Scott and Charlene, it was a big television wedding.
Well, they were dating
ever.
In real life for a while, weren't they? Kylie Minogue and Jason Oliver. Briefly. Yeah.
And then we'll have the after parties. Which...
No, you got the whole afternoon before that.
Oh, have you got? Yeah. I thought you said we had the headliner.
No, he's
Jason's
the headliner.
The afternoon headliner.
She says, played on her phone.
No, I'm trying to get the brochure up.
The brochure.
Stop it now.
Are we going to have a posh pride this year?
Yeah, yes. I'm going to be so posh.
So, but yeah, there's loads in the afternoon, isn't there? Everything from Absolute Britney. Britney, thank you. Black Box, can't wait for Ride on Time. That was such a classic hit.
Oh, Black Box, fantastic! Yeah. Best-selling single of 1989.
Oh, was it?
Ride on Time was. Yeah,
and it's still played now. I heard it in the supermarket.
That's a fantastic
the other day.
Piece of music. Yeah.
As were the headliners, Sister Sledge. We are family.
That is a big headliner to get. Actually,
yes,
they
big.
Are massive.
Yeah.
Big.
Yeah, so anyway, there's loads on. There's a cabaret stage, there's a circus tent, there's a Don't Tell Your Mother dance tent this
That's
year.
That's going to slap, I'll tell you that.
Going to slap?
It's going to slap. You're going to hear the ricochet from the tent.
Down with the lingo. You're going to slap, Terry.
I'm very excited. I'm very excited that we've got Trinity the Tuck this year.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to see the Tuck in person.
Yeah,
I hear it's amazing.
Yeah. So explain for listeners who don't know.
Trinity the Tuck is a drag queen who featured on RuPaul's Drag Race, gained mass popularity, infamous for their tuck.
Yes.
I think that's... I don't know how much...
Literally.
Yeah.
Infamous for the immaculateness of...
Yeah, I will just say the smoothness of the tuck is impressive by many standards. And... You kind of know why the name is The Tuck. You know, you see...
You're bringing a lot of focus to this now.
Well, because, I'm sorry, but if it's in your name, you want people to talk about it, don't you?
The drag tent is incredible. And if you haven't been to Bristol Pride before, listeners, you're right. There's so much going on. I do want to just do a little bit of a full circle. So what we were talking about earlier within the sort of the realm of the mental health side of things, just quickly, is that there is going to be, are always going to be people who can't come to Pride. And as you say so well most years, Andy, that's part of why we do what we do, isn't it? So that people who can't
very much, yes.
can listen to what's happening and still feel that like they're part of something.
Yes, but and sadly in more recent years as well, we've had quite a few people message us saying, I can't go, I've got COVID.
Yeah.
And they're listening at home as well. That's not something
and it's finances and anxiety and things like that. But also there are safe spaces at Pride. There are quiet spaces.
Yes. And there's a big community area as well that's nice to have a quieter explore if you don't like the noise of a loud stage but don't want to sit in
there's a sensory calm space.
Yeah. I couldn't think what they'd called it.
It says we calm
down. And there's a family area as well. So if you come in with kids, there's a family area. So now where you can't take kids is the official after parties.
Whoop whoop.
So are you going to the main one? It's at the O2.
I'm not exactly sure where we're going. I think there's a Crave Her Events, a brand new
there is Girl Crush.
No, it's not that. It's Crave Her Events. They're doing a rave at Lakota.
Oh, yes,
and,
I saw that.
And they're brand new and they're looking
XS,
for
XS. XSS. There you go.
XSS,
Lakota.
Yeah, that's it.
Yes.
That's it. Yeah.
But yeah, the big one is, as always, at the O2, full three rooms. You've got everyone from Jodie Harsh and Don't Tell Your Mother.
Yeah.
Jade Adams will be there as well, Alexa, Street Vinnie. Dance and go-go, and then over in room 2 you've got Mutual Vibes, and room 3 is a big disco wonderland. Are £13 in advance.
Jodie is good, I will say that.
They're not the only ones. The Shilling has an official one. They'll be things
try the
going
new
up
beer.
In old markets. Yeah, you can try the new beer. Yes, you can find out all about that next week.
Yeah, no spoilers.
Yes, he was so kind. He had one can left and he gave it to me to take home and try.
And that is why you're special.
Have you tried it?
Well, I've been called queer and then like I've never drunk queer.
Well, you have you now?
Did I haven't yet. No,
right?
No.
Is
well,
it
I was driving. I was driving at the time. So, and by the time I got it home, it kind of warmed up again. So we.
Why don't you bring it to Pride and we can do a taste test on the day?
Well, because it would have launched by then. So, I actually interviewed Paul, and it's going out on the show next week.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to hear about it and what they're up to and all that kind of stuff. He was like, you've got to try it, and he showed me all the badges are there, all ready to go on the pumps, and all the barrels of
it's
quite a nice one as well. It's a light one, so if you're not into like alcohol that's heavy. Quite heavy.
No.
It's 3.something%, okay. So it's quite a light one. It's an IPA.
Remember that BBC programme Food and Drink that used to go out on BBC Two, and they used to sort of like talk about the bouquet of the beers and wines and taste. It was very pretentious. Do you remember that show?
Yeah. This one's very floral.
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't know if Steph was there. I'm pretty sure you two weren't, but I think you were. Do you remember we did a wine tasting at my house, and we were going to do a feature on reds and then one on whites and then one on rosés.
And you just got drunk.
in short, yeah, we never broadcast it.
Oh, brilliant.
Because you weren't supposed to swallow. You were supposed to... You know, swirl it round your mouth and then spit it out.
And you've never
this
been
is what you're supposed
that,
to
have
do.
You,
I've never been good at that. No.
And
there was like me, and I'm sure you were there, weren't you?
I can't remember.
But I know it was me and Ivan and a few others. Were you there? Yeah. You were there. Oh, we were so
that's
drunk.
Quite funny. Steph barely drinks.
I know, that was why I was like,
Drinks, will buy a bottle of beer and leave a bit. I'm like, what's that?
Steph, did you swallow?
Yes, she did.
Oh, wow.
anyway, we did the red ones. We never managed to do any of the others, did we? I've still got the recording somewhere of that. That's got to be a good 10 years
ago. That sounds like
that
Absolute Fabulous episode where they're like, oh, this one's good, when they're doing the wine tasting in front.
It was like that.
Oh, I'll have this one then.
it wouldn't be quite so bad, but the guy we had was a genuine wine connoisseur.
He was.
Do you remember? He also came on the show because he was a food and wine.
Yeah,
he was a food inspector.
Time, yeah.
And he was off to Germany to drudge a competition of the best bratwurst. So we had him on the show as the sausage inspector.
Was he also the wine person as well?
He was wine.
Oh,
person.
I didn't realise that all this time.
Yes, yeah.
Wow.
And we did, and I pre-written a lot of them, but we did this deadpan to air. Where I'm talking about, so how do you judge a sausage? Is it the girth or the length? And it got to a point where I, like Steph and Terry and everyone else, were in so much fits of laughter they had to leave.
Anyone would think this was a legitimate show.
Well, yes.
Do you get the sense that it might be?
It was
being how
very,
excited
very
we are
funny.
For Pride as well.
Yeah,
can feel the excitement in the air tonight. It's lovely.
We will be live from 10 a.m.
Boom.
I think the march, we'll probably talk to you before, but the march kicks off around 11-ish.
Yeah, I mean, Steph will hog all the airtime, so although I'm there, I'll do
a word of warning: if you're a bus driver, Steph does like to jump on.
That was hilarious last year. We weren't sure what was happening, and then all of a sudden, I'm on the bus.
Steph literally jumped onto a moving bus that was going through the Pride March because she loves the Pride buses.
Yeah.
So we ended up getting a live feed from Steph, she just drove past me. It was it was absolutely hilarious. I was like, why is she running? Oh, okay.
But what was even weirder was we were up at the Downs. I thought you were holding on the equipment. And she just had like the mic or something.
No.
So when she jumped on and you weren't there, I just have visions of like the mic lead running out.
Running behind this presenter.
Stop that bus. I've got a presenter stuck on board.
I hope she does get on it again this year. That was absolutely,
is anyone
absolutely
doing anything outfit wise? I mean, if Lara was here, she'd be telling us that she's done her hair rainbow or something.
I've already shown you my outfit that I'm going to wear.
Yes, and I can't repeat on air.
You can. What did you say?
No, I can't. No, I really can't.
I will be looking exactly how I look
right now. It looks very nice.
It looks great.
But that is not a skirt, that is a belt.
It's exactly what my girlfriend said. Look, I'll show it as.
I think that's amazing.
Right, thank you.
It's a very lovely skirt, knee-high boots.
Oh, fantastic.
And white, white top and white skirt.
That's
it's a white
good
denim.
Pride outfit.
Zip up in front. Yeah. It's going to look gay and sexy, that's what I want.
Yeah, I might don my kilt again.
You wear a kilt, yes. My partner has a leather gay kilt with gay pride colours.
Yeah, the kilt.
No, he's got the same one as me, the fabric one.
Bring
I thought
kilt.
Yours was leather as well.
I do own a leather one, but it's just red and black.
I'll tell you what, I'll wear my leathers to Pride.
Well, I would, but it's going to be 31 degrees.
Yeah, but remember what I wore last year? I was wearing leather.
I know, but you're a bit younger than me.
So we'll just wear leather?
And have slightly less body area.
Age is just a number.
Oh, well, yeah, true. Yeah. You wait till you're 48. You don't say that quite so much, I can assure you.
That's true. Are the rubber people going to be there? Because they must sweat a great deal. In fact, I know they do during
I believe there is a contingency of rubber and leather people, and there may be the odd pup as well, which is very traditional. It does date back centuries in gay men's culture. Yeah. You know,
I was going to say, yeah, it's probably the reason that they have such big water tents at Pride, because they know all the gays will be wearing leather and sweating.
Yeah, they don't tend to wear it for long after they've been on the march.
No, no. Like literally
they tend to disappear home and change and
unzip and
come back
bring
again,
it out.
You know?
I do think it's going to be a great day. I love them. I love seeing all the different people from all ages, babies up to people in their 90s.
It's very exciting and very accessible as well. And also
very
good for recycling. They always do their recycling.
Yeah. Right, well, guys, just don't forget, Bristol Pride is going to be on the 11th, and we're going to be live all day from 10 a.m. So you can listen here on BCFM 93.2 and DAB Bath Sounds online, as well as our own website.
Absolutely. To listen, go to shoutoutradio.lgbt and click the big listen now button. You'll also find all our podcasts, our and supporting stations there too.
Wow, that was easy for you to say.
Thank you.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone. Bye-bye.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.